This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Lynn Bell, last name B for boy, E for Europe, L for Larry, L for Larry, first name Lynn, L for Larry, Y, N for Nancy, N for Nancy, E for Europe. Date March 23, 2023, period new paragraph. She is a 76-year-old female patient who approximately 3 weeks ago had a nausea, chills, and uneasy stomach, which persisted throughout the night period. In the night, she tried to get up to go to the restroom, and she had a syncope where she hit, H for house, I for India, T for Tom, hit her forehead on the wall, period. No major injury, period. She subsequently did go to bathroom, but after that she found herself on the floor with another syncope with cut in the back of the head. And a few minutes later, she found herself in the bathtub with the syncope, period. She came to the kitchen, and that time also she had a syncope. So in over a period of 10 minutes, she had about 4 syncopal episodes, with one causing the injury in the back of the head, period. Ambulance was called, and according to the patient, ambulance paramedics said that initially they could not record her blood pressure, period. She was then taken to the emergency room where with hydration her condition improved and she was discharged home with the diagnosis of likely dehydration as the cause, period. New paragraph. 3 weeks prior to this last incident, around 2 to 3.30 in the morning, patient did go to restroom. Her bladder was full, and there also she had a syncope, period. She generally gets up every night to go to the restroom to pass urine, period. In the emergency room, she had a chest x-ray, comma, CT scan of the head, and COVID-19 testing, which were negative. COVID, C for Charlie, O, V for Victor, I for India, D for David, 1919, period. In the emergency room, she was also found to have anemia, and as mentioned above, she was dehydrated, period. New paragraph. Her functional capacity is limited. She would get short of breath on mild activity, for example, walking about 4 to 5 blocks, period. She does give history of dizziness, particularly when she would try to get up from the floor when she's working on the floor, period. She also gives history that when she was young, she would have a syncopal episode with menstrual cramps, period. And at one time, somebody suspected that she may have a epilepsy, but it was never proved. Epilepsy, E for Europe, P for Peter, I for India, L for Larry, E for Europe, P for Peter, S for Sam, Y, period. No history of palpitation, comma, edema of feet or a bleeding tendency, period. No history of GI problem, period. New paragraph. Personal history. She is 4 feet 10 and a half inch tall. Her weight is 100 pound period. Few months ago, her weight was 108, and she was also found to have fatty liver period. She generally tends to have lower BP, for example, 115 over 60 millimeters of mercury period. About 5 years ago, she had a syncope, and at that time, her blood pressure was 60 over 40 millimeters of mercury, and she was told that she was dehydrated, period. No history of hypertension, new paragraph, past history. No history of hypertension, comma, diabetes, comma, cerebrovascular accident, or myocardial infarction, period. History of mild hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy, she's allergic to penicillin and dilantin, period. New paragraph. Family history, father had a myocardial infarction twice, but he died at the age of 85 due to cancer. Period. Mother is 80. Mother died at the age of 88 year due to old age, but she also has a history of myocardial infarction and cerebrovascular accident, plus congestive heart failure. A brother died at the age of 60 due to heart problem, period. Social history, she does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal and react to the light, period, no pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period, no JVP edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except right dorsalis pedis, 1/4, left dorsalis pedis, 2/4, period, right posterior tibial, 2/4, left posterior tibial, 1/4, period. No carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in the right superior extremity, 130 over 74 millimeters of mercury, period. Few minutes later, blood pressure in both superior extremity, 124 over 74 millimeters of mercury, period, new paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. No S3, period. No S4, period. No significant heart murmur noted, period. In the left lower parasternal area, there is a ejection systolic click, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, errantly is equal on both sides, period. There are no RAS or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. EKG, normal sinus rhythm, and no significant abnormality noted, period. New paragraph. Analysis. This patient's in couple episode about 3 weeks ago happened due to combination of hypotension, which was worsened by patient getting up and going to the restroom. But probably her hypotension was severe so that when paramedics arrived, they were not able to find the pulse, period. Throughout her life, she generally has a lower blood pressure. So in the past, also, she does have a episodes of postural hypotension, period. The plan is to do echocardiogram to evaluate for any cardiomyopathy and structural valve problem, period. Plan is also to do coronary calcium score period. The patient and her son were explained in detail pros and cons of above workup, which they understood well and had no further questions, period. New paragraph. The patient chills and GI symptoms suggest that patient probably had a acute gastroenteritis, period. Clinically, cardiac arrhythmia as a cause of a syncopal episode appears less likely, but plan is to do echo and a stress test, and depending on the results of the workup, it will be decided whether to do Holter monitoring or not, period. On March 27, 2023, patient is going to have a carotid duplex scan, period. Patient was also advised to discuss with primary care physician about abdominal ultrasound to evaluate for any abdominal aortic aneurysm, period. The abdominal aorta pulsations are palpable, but she's somewhat thin, T for Tom, H for House, I for India, N for Nancy, period. Also, since she did not have any abdominal ultrasound since the age of 70, so ultrasound will define any abdominal aorta aneurysm, period. The patient and her son understood various suggestions well and they had no further questions, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, recurrent syncope in a period of 10 minutes about 3 weeks ago, likely due to number two, orthostatic hypotension worsened by dehydration and fever, period. Next line, number three, acute gastroenteritis about 3 weeks ago. Number four, mild hypercholesterolemia. Next line, number five, anemia. Next line, number six, possible cardiomyopathy. And next line, number seven, structural valve abnormality, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.